Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that Gavin Thompson has been transported from Nebraska and is in custody at the Iowa County Jail. Thompson was apprehended following an endangered missing person investigation in Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the city of Dodgeville on July 15th for Dorinda Sedgebreck. Her vehicle was not located at the scene and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle was possibly in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. On July 16th, the Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23 of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The body of Dorinda Sedgebreck, 67 of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Gavin Thompson faces four felony charges of first-degree intentional homicide, burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and hiding a corpse. A Dane County dog breeder has rejected a $55,000 fine from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Ridgeland Farms, which breeds beagle puppies for scientific research, was fined by DATCAP for alleged animal welfare violations related to surgeries performed on beagles. Most of the violations involve a procedure known as cherry eye surgery, which removes a third eye gland. Ridgeland Farms says it did not allow unlicensed employees to perform the surgeries, or if they did, regulations allowed it. According to state law, DATCAP can't enforce crimes against animals. That would be up to a local law enforcement. The River Valley School Fair had a special visitor today, and WRCO's Phil Nee was there.
Sarah Hageno, Allison Dairyland is here. Sarah, nice to see you on the River Valley School grounds.
Hey, it is so great to be here, Phil. Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast so far.
So I heard it a little bit when you were in the ring talking to the students. So you've had a little bit of a background in this kind of thing, too.
I certainly have. I grew up very active in 4-H and FFA, where I had the opportunity to show my dairy cattle and other livestock species across the state and at local fairs, of course. So it is so heartwarming to see a lot of the kids here experiencing the same things, be able to gain those lifelong critical skills, and really make fun memories along the way.
Absolutely. Your story, I know your sister was Alice, what, a couple of years ago?
2 years ago, yes. My sister Ashley served as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And for us, especially for me, it is just so meaningful to become a part of another sisterhood with my sister and really my best friend. She has been there for me every step of the journey, and it's so honorable to be able to share in this experience together now.
I was going to say, there wasn't this sister rivalry thing going on, like, you did it, I'm going to do it. I mean, she encouraged you, I guess.
Not at all, yes. I think from a very young age, I know we both kind of had this dream to serve as Alice someday. Being exposed to the program early on in our lives and being able to see her at lots of different events growing up. So both of us have always wanted to serve in the role, and now for it to have worked out in this way, I feel so incredibly lucky and fortunate that we both have been able to be a small part of the legacy. And I also recognize it's not about Ashley and I and the history we've made. It's about the wonderful legacy that 78 women, or 77 women, I should say, have created and will continue to create well into the future to promote and support Wisconsin agriculture.
You've been around the state a little bit, Sarah. Have you seen some things and places that you hadn't been to before?
I certainly have. There are lots of places that I have never been to before. I get to travel to Marathon County monthly in preparation for the 79th Alice in Dairyland Finals in May 2026. So I've spent a lot of great time with the communities up there learning about their dairy industry. Ginseng, of course, as well, is another big crop in Marathon County, as they produce 95% of America's cultivated ginseng. I also went up to Antigo recently, where I haven't spent a lot of time before, but big potato country up there. Had the opportunity to see a potato harvest, which is going on across the state right now, and take that in to learn more about our Wisconsin potato and vegetable industry. Overall, it's been really fun to travel a lot of different roads, be to places I've never been before. Even this area I haven't spent much time in previously in my life. So it's so great to get out and experience the Wisconsin landscape and the beautiful, beautiful country that we have.
A school fair, that's kind of a rarity these days. It's one of only three. It's a unique thing. What have you been impressed with the most here so far?
Oh boy. This is a very impressive event, like you said. I think just the community support. You see all of the kids out here and really their parents, mentors, guidance figures in their lives, everyone that's coming out to support this event is really incredible. Rolling up, I didn't know that I had never been here before, but to just see the crowd that has gathered and really their excitement and their celebration about what we're able to do today is heartwarming to me.
You talk about life lessons. It really is for the youngsters here, isn't it?
It really is. Through exhibiting either animals or non-animal projects or anything they're involved with agriculture, you have the opportunity to follow a project through and understand the hard work that goes into it, some of the dedication, maybe at times perseverance that you have with all of your project. And I think the best thing at the end is learning those triumphant moments and how you can follow a project through and then have such fulfillment at the end. You carry that with you through life as you're either in a career, personally developing, maybe in school as many of these kids are. So it's that perseverance, the grit, the hard work, the critical thinking and learning that goes along with it that agriculture has the opportunity to give to youth.
Well, you obviously took a lot from your 4-H days and your FFA days to carry on to this journey, I'm sure.
Yes. Public speaking was one of the best skills I gained from my time in 4-H and FFA and is definitely coming in handy as Alice now. I think being able to meet so many wonderful people throughout the agricultural community too, whether it was in 4-H or some of the dairy breed organizations or FFA, has really served me well now as I get to network with lots of different communities across the state and share my story with them.
Thanks for joining us, Sarah. Sarah Hagenow joining us, Alice in Dairyland here on WRCO Radio.
The Richland Center City Auditorium will be holding the Central Avenue Block Party tomorrow from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium at the 100 block of North Central Avenue in Richland Center. The event is being held to celebrate the work being done on the auditorium building. Dave Roberts is a member of the Richland Center City Auditorium Board.
The Central Avenue Block Party is really a celebration of this particular phase of renovation that we're doing. We're going to have bands. We have 3 bands playing. There's going to be food. TKO Barbecue is going to be there providing food. There's going to be beverages, so live music, dancing. It's just going to be a good time just to celebrate what we're doing.
The live music features entertaining artists and groups from the area.
We've got Marty Cena coming at 2 o'clock, the Birch Brothers at 3 o'clock, and a band from Madison, Stone Cold Country, is going to play from 4 to 6. So should be a lot of music, a lot of fun.
The event is free and fun for the whole family, and you are welcome to bring your own chair. There will also be designated areas for anyone who feels like dancing. Tours of the recently renovated City Auditorium are also available. Enjoy the celebration and fun at the Central Avenue Block Party tomorrow from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium in Richland Center. Proceeds from the food and beverage sales will help support the auditorium. This weekend is the final weekend of the 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. The tours will be from 10 until 4 tomorrow and Sunday. Rural Farms artists and businesses open their doors to welcome you. The tour is for the whole family, and many of the stops have activities for everyone to enjoy, including the children. Dorothy Harms is a co-organizer of the event.
Several of our venues are really great kid-friendly stops. We've got Country Roots Corn Maze, so a corn maze for the kids to get out. I know Heather has got like a whole CSI investigation set up for that. Another really fun one is the Idaho Valley, the IDES Greener Grass Collective, and they've got this wonderful playscape for kids to get out and explore on their farm. And several of the farms that are new to the tour this year are young families. And one of our goals have always been to help support young farmers and getting them a leg up. Several of them, their kids will be there. They'll have animals for you to pet, to touch, places to play. And so I think this is definitely a family-friendly event.
The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The tour is free of charge. You are encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases and dress for the weather because the tour will happen rain or shine. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 until 4 both days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. More information can also be found on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour Facebook page. On Saturday, September 27th and October 11th, the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff, coinciding with the final alarm ceremony and silent procession at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids, which is hosted by the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. In May, Governor Evers signed an executive order ordering the flags to be flown at half-staff in observance of Wisconsin Firefighters Memorial Day during Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through 11th. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Patty Dix on ticket 278 and Connie Zijia on ticket 41.